Hi there. I know that we're going through some difficult times. And I know that every time you log on, there's something new. There's another thing being done. There's a reaction that is required from us, right? And when we react, now, we're no longer the oppressed. Now we're the ones oppressing. How does that make sense? Right? So, I could sit here and talk about the stuff, politics and just divisions and all of these things and but the thing is that we are operating within a system that is literally operating exactly as it was designed. So we basically would be sitting here talking in circles. Because until we dismantle that system, nothing that we collectively do is gonna make permanent change. Because even when we make small dents, somewhere else in this country, something else is happening. That is setting us 2, 3 steps back. That's the reality because we are operating under the system that was created for a very specific type of person. Rich, rich, money, okay? Anglo, land owning, men only. Didn't matter. You were a woman or a Anglo man that didn't have land or money. No voice or vote. So understand that that is the same system that we are operating under. So we can sit here and talk about that all day. But until we'll dismantle that, it's just conversation. So I want to focus on the things that we can do. Us, ourselves, the work that we can do with our spirit to heal from the hundreds of years of this bullshit. So, we're gonna get a little spiritual, okay? And I know that in our communities, I'm Mexican. I came from Mexico when I was 10 years old. In our communities, being spiritual is always tied to religion. It's always tied to other people, things outside of yourself. That's not what I'm talking about today. What I want to talk about today is spirituality from within that seeks nothing externally. Because what I keep seeing on my timeline, it's literally breaking more spirits. Because how can you not? Every time you log on, there's one more thing in being thrown in your face, showing you how dehumanizing this world sees you and treats you. So, let's get spiritual. Little background as to how, why I feel like I can come on here and talk about spirituality with you. I have been doing yoga teacher training with Satya Co-op in Denver. It is the only Black Indigenous people of color co-op, yoga co-op in the entire country. Our curriculum, it is specifically on decolonization and how to utilize yoga, which is about union, to heal these, and balance our chakras. So that's what I've been doing. I will be graduating here in the next couple of months. I also have a certification from the National Compadres Network to be a guide for healing and teaching circles because culture cures, la cultura cura. And so it's definitely one of those things where I felt very compelled to do this. Didn't want to put, you know, didn't care about like getting ready and all this stuff because this is how important this is to me. I'm going to pay to have this promoted. So if this is on your timeline, I hope that you stop and listen. I hope that maybe something I say will resonate with you. So, before we get started, I want us to set an intention. And for me, I always utilize my ancestors. You can utilize whoever your personal guides are. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, in Allah, like if you believe in deities, if you believe in saints, if you believe in whoever you pray to, just an intention, okay? So just set an intention, take, you know, 10 seconds to just really take a deep breath and just think of whoever it is that you pray to. And there's no right or wrong answer, okay? Just whatever naturally comes up from within. Okay, let's get started. So, spirituality in our communities can look very different. And that's okay. That's the beauty of culture. And that's the beauty of diversity. And in the system in which we operate, oftentimes, the way that we worship, the way that we pray, the way that we find connection to our higher self, to source, it has been often demonized, criminalized, from African voodoo to santeria to curanderismo to just spirituality as a whole. And what's happened is that it's been co-opted by people and sold back to us, right? Mindfulness and this and that. But those are just permission slips. All of that stuff is just permission slips to have a connection with yourself. That's all spirituality really is connection to yourself. And once you connect to yourself, you can connect to the many layers of you. And the many layers of you are infinite. And I know that sounds like, but you literally are carrying around in your DNA, in your fingerprints, in everything that makes you the incredible human that you are with you. Your ancestors are with you because you are your ancestors. Do you understand? So spirituality is about going in here, connecting. For me, connecting to my ancestors was key. For some people, praying to Jesus Christ is the key. That both are fair and okay. In my belief system, I believe in pantheism, which is a belief that everything is God. You, I, the universe itself is God. Because consciousness is the expression of it. And you are the most perfect expression of consciousness. But we have been led to believe that we are wrong for existing as we are. That we are wrong for the color of our skin, for the way that we worship, for the way that we love, for the way that we eat. And spirituality is about you coming together and accepting all of these many layers of you. And celebrating them. See, yoga is about union and wholeness. But we can't be whole until we can celebrate each other. And celebrating each other means celebrating our differences. I'm all for union. I'm all for togetherness and oneness. But until we celebrate each other, until we celebrate what makes us different, we're not going to be able to move forward. I don't know what it is to be anything other than myself. So I need you to be a megaphone, because who you are, who you represent, the people you come from, nobody else can replicate. This is much deeper than just this lifetime. Literally, you are the embodiment of your ancestors. And depending of where you come from, there can be a lot of pain that you're carrying within you. So everything that is happening in social media right now, everything that's happening throughout the country, everything that's been happening since forever, this is not new. We just have access to seeing it now. It's been much worse. Much, much worse. If you look at what they did to Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, a thriving community of Black businesses, and they couldn't take it. But see, I don't want people to mistake that because I speak out against these things, that I'm speaking out against white people. See, white people in this country will let go of their heritage, their traditions, their ancestors to fit under the umbrella of white. And that is so sad to me. Because as someone that connects with their ancestors, there's nothing more beautiful that you can possibly do. And to let go of who you are to fit an umbrella in a system is the most disgusting thing you can do. And if that hurts your feelings, that's shadow showing its way to you. And that's telling you something. If anything I'm saying is triggering you, that is yourself. I'm a mirror. That's all I am. That's all we are. And if anyone rubs you the wrong way, there's a reason. And you need to look inward, not outward. We can't disregard the system. We can't disregard the laws that we have to operate under. We can't disregard all these things. That's our reality. But what our reality also is that we're carrying through our veins coding DNA that has literally some of the most painful memories. And yet, we keep adding to it, not realizing what is happening. That's what spirituality is about. It's not all roses and pretty. It's about doing the work. Doing the work to figure out how you can be better for you. And if everybody did that, can you imagine the world we could live in? But since not everybody is doing that, you got to take care of yourself. Because we still are operating in this country, we're still living in this country, we're still having to do everything. And if not here, somewhere else. Crimes against people are constantly happening throughout the world. And it is our human collective shadow. I know. When are we going to have enough? It's what I want to know. I get so tired of logging on. And literally, I make money on the internet. I have to log on. And seeing the pain and suffering that our collective human experience is going through. And seeing how little regard groups of people have, and how people try to excuse things and just disregard reality because it doesn't affect them, because it's not convenient. Look, I've been called every name in the book by the very people that I love and advocate for. So it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you sit on. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. At the end of the day, the collective is still the collective. And at the end of the day, nothing can change if all we do is hate each other. And all we do is talk about how we need to just be one and all this bullshit. How can we be one when you can't even celebrate what makes me special? I came to this country when I was 10 years old. and I walked across the desert. I didn't have a choice. The American dream. What fucking American dream? Pain and destruction. Is life not worth anything? Kids in cages. People in power abusing a badge? For what? What's the end goal there? Spirituality can lead us down many different paths. And the path of self is one of them. And it's a very destructive one. And that's the path that we've been on for a long time. But it is time that we switch that up and that we realize that we are so interconnected. The air I breathe out, you breathe in. The air you breathe out, I breathe in. We cannot live without one another. And that includes all of Mother Earth's earthlings. We all play a vital role in this human experience. So who do you serve? Do you serve yourself? Do you serve your community? See, you gotta go inward. So when you go outward, you can serve with purpose. And whoever your guiding forces are, whoever you believe in, I just want to ask you to please pray to them. Look at yourself in the mirror every day and talk to yourself. It's not crazy. You will start to realize just how beautiful you are. And maybe, just maybe, if we all start seeing the beauty in ourselves, we will stop destroying each other. I see so many people feel unworthy because of a system, because of European standards, because of beauty bullshit that we've been conditioned to believe. When you go inward, none of that matters. Because you realize your divinity. And you realize why these evil, if you can call them evil, because they're just, honestly, it's just ego. It's just the ego expressed in the smallest, slimiest of ways. Because we all have ego. But ego death, that is true spirituality right there. Killing your ego. Realizing all the bullshit you do for validation. Realizing how much you're not willing to speak truth because you're afraid. Listen, before I never would have done this, turn my camera on and start talking. Fuck that. And even now, I have a lot to lose. I always have a lot to lose. We all do. But we're all gonna die. That's fact. This earthly body will decay. You can't stop it. But if you find your divinity, maybe you will understand why you're here. Maybe you'll understand your purpose. And then maybe, collectively, we can wake the fuck up and we can actually live the life that we're supposed to be living on this earth. We must raise our vibration. I'm fucking sick and tired of this bullshit. And I can't imagine what other communities are feeling, what other people are feeling. I am simply expressing what I'm feeling. Don't take my word for it. Go out there and see for yourself. Go out there and start speaking your truth. Go out there and serve someone other than yourself. But not until you go inward. Not until you realize how fucking special you are and how much people will try to tell you that you're not and how much people will try to break you down and show you and minimize you and make you seem like the scum of the earth. But your job is not to believe them. Your job is to rise above it. Your job is to be who you were meant to be. Not who they sold you on. Not who they told you you were supposed to be. Stop believing the lies. See for the first time. Uncover the reality in which we live. If you are seeing all the destruction and to you is just something on the news, you, my friend, will have the rudest awakening. Trust me. If you're seeing everything on the news and your heart's breaking, I'm sending you love and hugs, and I just want you to wrap your arms around and squeeze yourself. And tell yourself it's gonna be okay. Because we're gonna be okay collectively. We are. But we have a long journey ahead. Our ancestors have laid on the ground. They really did. We are the embodiment of our ancestors, both past and present. I want you to wrap your head around that. Both past and present. We have to live in the now. But you are always with those that have come before you. And you are always with those that will come after you. Because you are currently setting down the foundation for the people that will come after you. I don't have children, but if you do, I could not. You got a job to do. Like, we all got a job to do, but I mean, if you already got little ones, come on, let's go. Let's go, because they are watching. They are watching you, and they need you to be in tip-top shape, because you cannot guide them if you are not in tip-top shape. So find your spirituality. Pray to whomever you need to pray to, and listen to your intuition and that inner voice. Because that inner voice is you and everything that makes you possible. That includes your ancestors. That includes the air that you breathe, the things that you consume. So, I want to end this with saying this. Take a break. I am going to link some frequencies. Look through them. Depending on how you're feeling, select the one that is speaking more to you and listen to that while you sleep. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to, like, that stuff can come later. I'm not trying to sell you on this mindfulness and spiritual. No, I want you to start with what you can actually do. If you're watching this, you got a phone, you got a laptop, you got something. Go to the link. Find a frequency that speaks to you. Literally, the frequency will help repair your DNA. You don't believe me? That's fine. But there are signs behind everything I'm speaking. It's not just boohoo spirituality, okay? I find that sometimes people want to minimize all these things I talk about. But I want you to know that it's fact. Science has backed it up. And not that I need it to be science-backed, but a lot of people do. So, utilize frequencies during your sleep. Very important. Something that you can do that's not forceful. You can, if you can wear headphones during work, same thing. Instead of listening to music, and be very cautious of how you consume media. As in, when you see it, take it as information, let the thoughts go through, do not take it in, do not make it part of you. That's where we go wrong. That's where it becomes toxic. And that's where we continue to do exactly what the oppressor wants, which is minimize ourselves, make ourselves this tiny, believe that we're worthless, and that, you know, all of these things, when it's not the truth. We will be the majority. That's a fact. That's a fact. Oftentimes, people will operate out of fear. We cannot be operating out of fear. Our human collective experience depends on us not living and operating out of fear. So, go out there, be happy, be healthy, be well, and live your truest life, being your truest self, no matter what you love, no matter what you enjoy. It's okay to be you. There's no such thing as a standard of what is okay to be and not. Okay? So, I hope that this message finds you well. And if I triggered you at any point in this 26 minutes, good. I'm glad. Ask yourself why a person on the internet has triggered some reaction within your body. Yeah, ask yourself that. And if this has helped you in some way, I'm so glad, I'm so happy, I am so blessed. Spirit really speaks through me, and that's my guiding force. So, take care. I love you, and I promise we're all gonna be all right.